You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, folks. We're back again, and we're going to continue on with the study on the Sabbath. And I'm going to start talking about how the Sabbath was changed from Saturday to Sunday. So sun worship infected ancient Israel. You can read about this in the Bible. They were guilty of worshiping one of the most common forms of pagan idolatry. Immediately after Israel left Egypt, God warned his people against being driven to worship the sun. You know, Deuteronomy 4:19. Yet Israel later on yielded to temptation, compromised with the nations around them, and dedicated their horses to the sun. That's in 2 Kings 23:11. You know, during this time of revival, King Josiah purged much of the paganism and pagan customs from Israel, burned the chariots of the sun with fire. That you can read that in 2 Kings 23:11. And before the Babylonian captivity, many Israelite leaders rejected their creator, God, yielded to the idolatry, worshiped the sun towards the east. You can read that in Ezekiel 8:16. Did you ever wonder why, if it's any way possible, that when a church is laid out, they build it and the congregation faces the east? So when they're praying east. Why? Because the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. The pagan sun worshipers would, Sunday morning, they would face the east and worship the sun as it was rising. And this is what, in Ezekiel 8:16, it's talking about it, and God condemns it. So, in Ezekiel 22:26, God declared that they hid their eyes from his Sabbaths. And in 1 Corinthians 10:1-11, Paul warns the church against repeating the sins of ancient Israel. Now, sun worship, the day of the sun, and Sunday. The Romans called the sun god Mithra and Apollo, and they especially worshiped the sun on the first day of the week, called De Solis, which means day of the sun. That's why Sunday was adopted for the first day of the week, because it's the day of the sun. This is the day that was anciently dedicated to the sun, pagan worship, the first day of the week. Now, the Bible predicts a falling away within the church. And Paul said that there was going to be a falling away from Jesus and Bible truth that would occur, and the man of sin would rise. It's 2 Thessalonians 2:3. This man of sin is like the little horn with the eyes of a man, Daniel 7:8. He's a beast, Revelation 13. And Paul saw these errors creeping into the church and declared, the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. We were warned of what's going to happen big time in the future with Sunday laws and abolishing the Sabbath. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.